All right,
Chiz.
What?
He was
waiting on me, mate. Oh, shit. All right, Chiz, listen, you've raced 48 Daytonas.
Yeah. 82
Daytona. Yeah, 1982, you were here with Donnie Hansen. Yeah. But first of all, dude, well, between the weather and the track, everyone's telling me, they're leading with telling me how gnarly the track is.
It was crazy. Like, the little double-double before the bridge jump.
Yeah. Benny said it was just a rush.
I would pick my feet up, like, to the handlebars, and just, you didn't come off the ground. You just rode through the jump. Yeah. It was literally, like, to your bars. And then Daytona's tough. Like, ever since it's been a night race, like, it's cool. It's probably better for the fans. Yeah. But when the ruts are like that, it's just a shadow. Yeah. Like, you can't see the bottom. Yeah. And I don't know what happened to Hunter, but I saw where he was down.
Kenny almost did the same thing the next week.
Okay, so the second rut going off that single, I hit it like a few laps later. I wasn't going there, and I just happened to go in it. And I just, you know, just wheeling through it because it's super deep.
Yep.
And there was a square edge or a rock or something, and I almost ate crap.
And then Kenny did a lap after Hunter.
Yeah, so I figured, I'm like, oh, that must have been what he hit. But that's what's tough here is, like, the ruts get so deep, especially on a day like today, and you can't see the bottoms of the ruts. Yep. So, yeah, it was for sure one of the, aside from the mud races, those are just mud. But for, like, a dry Daytona, it was probably the gnarliest one. It was just, the jumps are all made out of more, not sand, but the dirt was wet coming in. Yep. And it was just, like, mush. They just, like, fell apart. So
you and the kid going at it, Adam, showed him what's up.
I was just getting Adam some crap. I passed him.
Yeah.
I passed him for, like, two turns, and then I fucked up, and he passed me back again. But I was right with him the whole race. Yeah. It was actually pretty good. Barsha wasn't too far in front of us, I think. And
LCQ, though, that's stressful.
It was. I got 10th in the heat. We made a bike change earlier, went softer after the free practice, and it was too soft.
Yeah.
And I kind of ate that, you know, for the first qualifier. And I was like, well, whatever. It wasn't a very good time. I was like 31st. I'm like, well, we'll change it back or go in between. Yeah. I'll do a good last one. It poured rain. They canceled it. So I had a crappy gate pick for the heat race, and the start was pretty short.
Yeah.
So I came through the back good. I feel like I rode good, but I got back to 10th, and it wasn't good enough, right? So LCQ, I ripped a good start. I drifted a little wide. Came out like third, got into second, and Freddie was right in front of me. And I kind of was, I wanted to pass him. I wanted to win, obviously, but I also was trying to be smart and just make it in. I almost got him right at the end, which was cool. But, yeah, that's never fun, which obviously is a crappy gate pick for the main. But, yeah, I worked my way up. I think I ended up 13th, right behind AC. So overall, it was good. I was happy.
And the knee that bothered you, that pulled you out last week, you got an MRI on it. We're fine?
Yeah, obviously, there's a lot of old stuff in there, like I showed you. Nothing new, though. Just more of, like, bone bruise, a sprain.
Does it still hurt, though?
It hurts. I got a shot, you know, before the night show and stuff, and it's feeling pretty good right now. It'll be sore tomorrow. But, yeah, I'm getting old. That's part of it, right?
Thanks, Chiz.
Thank you.